Awesome job, cherubs. Today, in addition to being Music Sunday, is our Graduate Recognition Sunday. So I wanted to share from one of my favorite books with you all, whether you are moving up from preschool into elementary school or whether you're graduating with your master's or beyond. The advice from Robert Fulghum holds true no matter where you are. And this is from his book, All I Really Need to Know I Learned in Kindergarten. All I really need to know about how to live and what to do and how to be, I learned in kindergarten. Wisdom was not at the top of the graduate school mountain, but there in the sand pile at school. I learned the thing, these are the things I learned. Share everything. Play fair. Don't hit people. Put things back where you found them. Clean up your mess. Don't take things that aren't yours. Say you're sorry when you hurt somebody. Wash your hands before you eat. Flush. Warm cookies and cold milk are good for you. Live a balanced life. Learn some and think some, and draw and paint and sing, and dance and play and work every day some. Take a nap every afternoon. When you go out into the world, watch out for traffic, hold hands, and stick together. Be aware of wonder. Remember that little seed in the styrofoam cup. The roots go down and the plant goes up. And nobody really knows why or how, but we are all like that. Goldfish and hamsters and white mice and even the little seed in the styrofoam cup, they all die and so do we. And remember the Dick and Jane books. The first word that you learned was the biggest word of all. Look. Everything that you need to know is in there somewhere. The golden rule, love, basic sanitation, ecology, politics, equality, and sane living. Take any one of those items and extrapolate it into sophisticated adult terms and apply it to your family life or work or government or your world, and it holds true and clear and firm. Think about what a better world it would be if the whole world had cookies and milk at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon and then lay down with our blankies for our nap. Or if all governments had a basic policy to always put things back where they found them and to clean up their own mess. And it is still true, no matter how old you are, when you go out in the world, it is best to hold hands and stick together. Pastor Stacy's gonna come up and join us for our official graduate recognition. Thank you, Pastor Stacy.
We do have many to be honoring this morning, and we begin with our youngest, who are culminating from elementary into the world of middle school, and we recognize Zacchaeus Garcia, Preston Leomidi, and Sean Music. We're so proud of you for finishing elementary school and can't wait to watch you shine in middle school. Those that have promoted this last week from middle school and are entering the world of high school, we recognize Kylie Dixon, Brendan Leomidi, James Concepcion, Anna Legospi, and Riley Barton. Oh, I got that last name wrong, didn't I? But Riley also. And so we are so proud of you for finishing middle school and can't wait to watch you shine in high school. For high school, we have two graduates of the class of 2020. We recognize Jerrica Pongon and Bethany Valenzuela. And so congratulations, young ladies, on finishing high school. And we are so excited for your journey in college that begins next year. Our college graduates this year include Janelle Pongon, Joy Soriano, Sean Cacho, John Carambas, and Angelica Carambas. And so we are so proud of each of you for finishing college, getting your degree, and we pray as you head out into the workforce or your next level of education. And finally, and last but not least, our one postgraduate degree is J.J. Legospi for completing his course in occupational therapy and becoming a certified occupational therapist. And so, J.J., we are so proud of you and blessings on your career that follows. And so I invite us, friends, to pray for each of our graduates this morning and the journey before them. Will you pray with me? Gracious God, we give you thanks for the amazing young people that we are blessed to have as part of this church. We praise and give you glory for what you have instilled in them and the ability to complete each of the stages of education that they have finished. And we pray your Holy Spirit upon each one of them as they begin this time of transition from one stage in education to the next, or from their education into their careers. As a church, we are so proud of them, and we continue to support them, encourage them, and love upon them as their journeys continue. For all of this, Lord, we pray in your most holy and wonderful name. Amen. And with that, I invite us to listen to our choir that we have missed so much. It is not the same without them behind us in worship. We miss you all and miss your voices, but let's remember this anthem from 2019.